Welcome to Ellie Goldsmith's Inspired Flow. Today we're going to move ahead after successful collaborations. If you look around, I didn't post yesterday because I was enjoying the Yoni Z Niss and Black collaboration. I was just watching just now Adam Freed and Jonathan Razel. These are all people I highly recommend. It's unbelievable when people collaborate, especially live. It's another level, and I'm looking forward to some new collaborations which have already been sent over the night from Niss and Black and someone who to be announced. It's going to be awesome. There's so much good music, and when I mean awesome, I mean the real word, awesome. The real experience of something that is just awe-inspiring, and not just some funny word that people use nowadays, but the real content of what that means. It's overwhelming in a uplifting spiritual sense. And this is where we're at. We're at a time where we have power to create incredible visions in visual aspects and visual form. It's not just something talking about, it's something that's alive and real. We can put together unbelievable media that will change the world and give a vision of what our potential is as a people. And something which, you know, we talk about Shabbos Chazan is the saddest time of the Jewish year, but we turn it around to the most powerful vision of the future. And we see again and again this opportunity right now. We're at the climax of Shabbat, a special time in the Jewish calendar, 6 weeks. We've been going out of Egypt, receiving our inspiration, receiving our guidebook, the Torah, and being able to take that into reality, into Mishpatim, into the everyday life. And we have this vision right in front of us of what the world should ideally be. And even though it seems so far from that right now, in terms of how the news and the media, but there's a deeper level going on. There's a level of inner growth. There's a level of emotional intelligence from within. And there's an opportunity through music and art and through creativity to create that visual of what we imagine the true reality to be. And that's what someone once said, as there's a struggle for the love, you should use your imagination to picture the world of truth, especially for when you're praying in times of meditation. We should visualize the world of truth. And the world of truth, when we learn the Torah that we just received in these weeks, we have the opportunity to have the world of truth talk to us and help us live in this world of falsehood in a true way, to guide us through this world so we can bring it all together ultimately. That's the two aspects of the praying and the learning. But we have the opportunity on a visual level to create this in a real way. And different friends of mine are talking about it, like creating a book that's much more visual. And obviously they have all the different social media sites like Instagram proving that visual is where it's headed. And my friend said this to me years and years ago, how important it is with the videos and YouTube and everything else. And people are coming to me even asking consult on not just on the music level, but now on the visual level, because they know that that is a crucial part in terms of the videos and documentaries and opportunities. Like if you look at Netflix or what they're doing now, in terms of no longer is the movie the main thing, it's also the documentaries, the series. This is creating tremendous interest and continuation to the point where a person doesn't want to just start off, like say with the Karate Kid, you have a movie and you have two of them, or maybe there's a few different versions of them, but the continuation into Cobra Tai, the continuation into something which brings alive those characters that you fell in love with in those movies, are now able to continue through series, through a slow development rather than a rushed development of only an hour and a half, 2 hours. Now you have hours and hours to go through the life of other people. So on a deeper level, we can do that through our ideals and through what the messages we're trying to portray. For example, I mean, obviously a leader in the Jewish world was Chabad. They've always been busy with Gem and different videos and the vision of the Rebbe to create, the Babcha Rebbe, to create an unbelievable infrastructure of shluchim and shluchot. And they're right now, all the women are gathered in Williamsburg, thousands of them, all these wonderful ladies who are really living up to everything that the Rebbe wanted in terms of being up to, you know, I myself have benefited so many times in traveling and going around, and then they're able to capture it through different programs they have and capture the message. Even with someone who's not alive anymore, their message lives on through the videos that they work so hard to make sure that they documented everything in a visual sense, not just on audio and not just on... So that's going to be the inspired visual flow today, that we have the opportunity to capture, to, we once mentioned this power to constantly bring down and chronicalize. There's a word for it, someone can send me at, and people do that nowadays on a big level. They're constantly going over what's their, where they're holding and videoing, and there's so many vlogs now with different inspirational people or funny people, entertainment, however you want to do it. And it's definitely where everything is moving on this level, and it's something which is actually quite inspiring if you think about it, that you have an opportunity to appreciate the power of life and bring it alive on a visual level, and so that you can start to wonder that to see like the colors that exist. For example, one of my soulmate's friends in South Africa is obviously a talented video person. They put together an unbelievable video of what it looks like in Cape Town when you go to the beach, and it's just the most stunning, like, water and views and colors and happiness. And you know, because I haven't ever visited Cape Town, I don't know if I'm gonna have the opportunity any day soon, and even if I did, I don't know if I'd have time to go to the beach and hang out and breathe it all in. And it was just amazing, through the visual level we were able to see the colors and the beauty of it that my wife grew up with growing up in Cape Town. And it's just unbelievable that once again through visual technology we could just bring alive such a powerful scene of joy and reminisce and nostalgia. And these are all powerful tools that bring out emotions. And once again, we said the emotional aspect is really what makes it so fundamental, that there's an emotional connection point that you can bring out through the visual point. And that's why obviously we have to be so careful what we do allow ourselves to see as well. And that is a big part of this time in the Jewish calendar, that we shouldn't just allow eyes to see whatever we feel like. It should be monitoring, and yeah, maybe we should even monetize it as well, like pay a fine if we don't live up to it, or get some charity or something. Like, there's so many things now, guard your eyes, and so many aspects of inspiration of what you should be visualizing. There's different sites about this. And we have this just big awe of revelation right now that we can tap into and use all this technology in a high level, like a person's phone. I'm still holding by an older iPhone, but I've seen some of the new iPhones, the new Samsungs, and all the different new phones. And the technology is such high level in terms of what you can do with just someone's camera. And it just shows you, like, the, you know, we've gone to a level where a person, an individual, can become an influencer, can become someone. And obviously it has to stand ground through values and business success and being able to, you know, live up to what you're talking about. And that is something which, you know, we're all constantly working on and developing. And that's the key to remember, that has to always have that inner core. And that's bringing out that inner vision of what we see in the inner world, bringing it out to a reality that we would hope would become this world, a world of positivity that we can build around us through visualizing these positive things. And not, God forbid, the destruction and the war and all the other negative visualization that's out there, and all the degradation of such intimate, beautiful things, turning it into something which is low and animalistic instead of something which is incredibly deep and bounding. So I said a lot today. I'm going to stop. Obviously, there's a lot of energy and excitement for what can be, and I'm here open for collaboration and consultation. Someone even reached out to me about a movie. You know, that's not really my field, but I can give some contacts and you know, get people focused into what their goals are and values. Same in the music world, some people have been reaching out, and I'm excited to see that the consultation, the collaboration aspect is taking off, and I believe that this podcast will take off in its right time. And it already is getting a daily interest. We'd like to see it grow, and that's going to be up to all you guys to share and like and contribute your inspiration. I mean, so far I'm getting some good inspired discussions with people, and thank God some even paying clients. And it's just bringing a whole focus into
how powerful this need is to express a person's vision of inspiration and through music, through art, through creativity, and that will ultimately bring us to this unifying power of the inspired flow that we're discussing, and I can't wait to see yours. All the best.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.